What an honor it is to be part of the Aspire family touring around the country. And I'm blessed to see different faces and what they're listening for. And what people really are listening for is to be happy. And I got a calling after I'd lost over $100 million and went bankrupt while I was running the most notable sports agency in the world. I got a calling, and I wasn't really a faith-based person at the time. And I didn't know what to do with this invitation from God when I found out one of my daughter's, 12-year-old daughter's friends committed suicide. And I didn't know what to do with it. And so I went to one of my mentors. Anybody familiar with a guy named Tim Story? Right on. So I went to Tim Story, and I'm like, dude, you're a religious reverend. You get this stuff. My brother's a rabbi. I don't really equate to his religious beliefs and or my family's. I wasn't very religious or faithful at the time. I said, am I going crazy? Are people going to think I'm crazy when I tell them that God called me on a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy right after my 12-year-old daughter's committed suicide? Is this crazy? And Tim Story said something that changed my life. He said, David, God will not give you an invitation without knowing your limitations. I'm going to repeat it. God will not give you an invitation without already knowing your limitations. So if he believes that you can do this, then you can do it. And so from that day, and here I am 18 years later, I have been teaching people three things in order to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential. Not other people's potential, not what you're missing, not what you don't have, not what social media tells you you want, but your potential and your subject matter, topic, or expertise. What's important to you? And I've been teaching people three things because I've never met anyone on earth that has these three things that isn't happy. Number one, make a lot of money. I'm sorry, make a lot of money. I am unabashedly a money maker. I have made money. I grew up poor, single mom, six kids. She worked two jobs. One as a second grade teacher, took us in her country squire station wagon, drove us around while she filled up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards just so she and we could eat. You see, one thing about making money, I've always been good at it. Now, keeping it's another story. That's why I have the Aspire guys. Guys like Andrew, he helps me keep my money. But I've always been good. I was a millionaire 9 months out of law school. My first exit was in 1995 for $3.4 billion to Thomson Reuters. Money making was not a problem. But I lacked the faith and the wisdom to keep it. So I decided I was going to go on a mission and teach people how to make a lot of money, but not so they can be happy. Because I lived that life when I started making a lot of money. It was, oh, when I make my first million, I'll be happy. When I make my first 10 million, I'll be happy. When I make my first 50 million, I'll be happy. When I make my first 100 million, I'll be happy. Guess what? I wasn't happy. I've never been so empty as when I lived in my dream house with my dream car, my dream plane, my dream boat, and my dream wife. With over $100 million, I've never been so empty because I kept trying to fill a God-sized hole with everything but God. And this is coming from a guy that literally had no faith. When I tell you I had no faith, when I lost all my money, I had to go tell my mom, who did everything for me. She was the only reason I wanted to be rich. I wanted to buy my mom a house, a car, and provide financial security to her and my family. Only reason I wanted to be rich. And not only did I have to go tell her that I had lost everything, but I did not take my name off of the title of the home that I bought her. So she had to move. So I had to tell my mom I lost everything and I lost her home and she had to move. So the minute when I came up to her door, I was like that four-year-old that's crying so hysterically, you don't understand what they're saying. All you hear is, All you parents out there know what that feels like. So my mom answers the door and there I was at 36 years old, like a four-year-old weeping and crying. And she said, "What's the matter? Are the kids okay? Is your wife okay? Are you okay? I lost everything. I lost your house. You need to move." "Oh, are you okay?" "No, Mom, I don't think you heard me. You need to move. I lost your home." "Oh, do you need some money?" "Mom, why is God punishing me?" My mom's very religious and faithful. "Why is God punishing me?" And she smirked at me. I'll never forget. I'm at the lowest. My basement had a basement that day. And she smirked at me and she said, "Oh, sweetheart, God doesn't punish you. He only protects you, promotes you, loves and perfects you. You got to figure out why and how he's doing that." There's no evidence. The evidence was contrary that I ever was going to be here today, 18 years later, making a lot of money, helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun and teaching people to do those three things, because I've never met anyone who makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people with that money and has a lot of fun with that money that isn't happy. And when my mom told me God was protecting me, promoting me, loving and perfecting me by taking everything away from me, I only had one response to her. "Mom, I don't believe in God." She looked at me and she said, "Oh, sweetheart, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God." Wisdom. My mom was one of the wisest people in the world. Faith. Those are the two things that I teach in order for you and everyone around us to make a lot of money. You need wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance that is created when there is a problem and the solution is already there every time. Every time there's a problem, a struggle, a setback, a mistake, I promise you the solution is already there. It's just what? A lapse of time until you figure it out. That's why they call it what? What do they call it when you solve the problem? It's called a resolution. It's the resolution that already existed. It was right there in the problem in the first place. You just keep creating a distance of resistance through the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and resentful, because you don't understand the evidence of today and how it's going to get you to where you want to be or better. Because it takes two things to understand, to find that resolution, right? It takes wisdom from people like my mom and faith that there's something bigger than you, your God, something bigger than you that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you more than your mom, even when the evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better. If you don't have faith, you might as well go. I live that way. Regardless of how much money you make, if you don't have faith, you might as well leave, because you're not going to make it, because something's going to happen that is going to be contrary to where you think you are or where you want to be, and you will lose it all. You are wasting your time trying to fill something with your money or with your desires of "I will be happy when," because you need to live your life for the sake of something. If you're not asking yourself, for the sake of what am I doing this, then you're missing what we're here for. Because we're here for each other, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your health. You know, it's so funny. People talk to me about discipline. Discipline without faith has nothing. I coach so many people, and I tell you, they're so disciplined. They're so disciplined working all day long, they forget to make money. They're so disciplined all day long, they don't spend any time with their family. They're so disciplined working all day long, they don't take care of their health. And guess where and what you end up with? I promise, not enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. You end up empty and alone and maybe even dead. And so what I want you to think about every day is what Napoleon Hill taught, which is, what is it that I want today according to the circumstances of today? And align the meaning of your past. You see, God gave you a power as well to give meaning to everything you see. If anybody's ever read Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl wrote a great book about how we give meaning to the past. It's not just aligning what you're doing, saying, feeling, and believing today in a divine direction. Because when you're in a divine direction and when you have faith that you're going to get there or better, you just don't know what you don't know. And the further you go, the less you know. Discipline turns with faith into what? Devotion. See, people that are devotional They always succeed. I've represented the biggest athletes in the world. In fact, my business partner is probably Houston's greatest athlete, if you're old. Warren Moon. Warren Moon not only was my business partner, best friend, but also my hero. Not because he set every record in the NFL, which he did, and he still holds overall in professional football every record there ever was, because they made him play in Canada 6 years because of the color of his skin. I've read the scouting reports. Talk about bullshit. I've read the scouting reports of what they said about Warren Moon. And basically, they said he can't play quarterback in the NFL because he's black. But Warren Moon didn't quit. He didn't take the wide receiver job. He could have made a lot of money. He spent 6 years protected, promoted, loved, and perfected with no evidence he ever was going to be the greatest quarterback of all time in the NFL and professional football. Only quarterback still today, by the way, in the CFL Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's still, you may not know this, the only black quarterback in the Hall of Fame. So if you don't think this man understood the desire that he must be what he can be, he lived in devotion of where he wanted to be because he aligned the previous, the past, the mistakes, the setbacks, the failures, the defining moments, and even more significant, the historical relevance. He aligned it with the meaning of where he wanted to be. It wasn't just what he wanted in that alignment. It's not just a manifestation. I'm going to pay attention to being the Pro Football Hall of Famer, and I'm going to get this. I'm going to do, say, think, feel, and believe. You have to align the meaning of your past. I had to align my bankruptcy, all the losses, all the mistakes, all the behaviors that were interfering with where I wanted to be or better. I had to align the meaning of my past with where I wanted to be in order to utilize the desire that I must be what I can be and enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of my potential. Because most days, if you're an entrepreneur, there is no evidence that you're going to get to where you want to be. And most days, if you're an entrepreneur, the evidence is contrary to where you want to be. It's because things happen very slowly, and then all of a sudden. See, what I learned from Warren Moon, the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion, and I represented Steve Young, Troy Aikman, Warren Moon, just to name a few. The greatest thing about Warren Moon is he only focused in on his behavior, not the outcomes. Every day to Warren Moon, there was just two things. Is what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with my divine direction, and I am a devotional, am I disciplined, or is it interfering with it? And if it was interfering with it, he would shorten the distance of interference. And he had this mechanism, which I enhanced, and it came from a lesson that my mom taught me. My mom taught me, if you catch on fire, stop, drop, and roll. Anyone ever hear that? So what I decided was I was tired of resisting what I wanted. Going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating it, overselling it, denying it, creating all this resistance between where I was today and where I wanted to be. You see, there's a huge energy gap that you have to be aware of, and it's especially important for our children. Anybody a person of I am? My faith lies in I am. The problem is over here, especially in social media, is this is what I want people to think I am. That energy gap between I am and this is what I want people to think I am will create more resistance and more energy against what you want than anything else. I wake up every morning and I tell God, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy. All I'm going to do today is figure out what I'm doing to interfere with it. The need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried. Worried's horrible because it's a duplicate of interference. What do I mean by that? When you worry, you're interfering with your potential, and two, you're wishing for what you don't want. If you don't believe me, anybody that's gone to college, law school, business school, med school, I hope this question isn't on the test. I guarantee it'll be the first question on the test. That's what we do in life. We manifest what we don't want. So what do we do when we have a natural reaction to the uncertainty that life has? You see, life is uncertain. That's the only certainty about life, besides one thing. God gives you 24 hours a day to live your human experience. Human experience starts when your heart starts, and it ends when your heart stops. Everything else can stop working, and you'll be alive. Human experience is still here. If your eyes don't work, your nose doesn't work, below the waist doesn't work, you're still here. I'm 58. Vulnerable. Thank God my wife's not here. But life is full of this uncertainty, except for I have 24 hours a day. And I want to teach you to maximize that 24 hours a day with the behaviors that are devotional, divine in their direction, and the meaning of the past aligned with where you want to be or better. We want to shorten the distance of resistance with the behaviors that interfere with you in an infinite, abundant, unified system of everything for everyone, of more than enough of everything for everyone. So you can make a lot of money for the sake of helping everybody and having a lot of fun. How do we have a lot of fun? Not by spending money on things you don't need to impress people you don't like. I'm going to repeat that. You don't need to buy things you don't need to impress people. That's not fun, trust me. That's a surefire way to lose everything. But when you can enjoy what you don't like or love about what you love, that's a good step in enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of our potential. But you only can enjoy what you don't like or love about what you love if you give meaning to your past that's aligned with where you want to be or better. It's the only way. It's also great for your marriage, by the way. Teach your wives, fellas, to learn to love what they don't like or love about what they love. You'll stay married a real long time. It's excellent. But what do we do when we do have uncertainty and our ego evokes an interference, a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful? Don't resist it. Don't go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. Just stop. Sounds easy. I still get in arguments with my wife and in my head, I'm like, stop. Don't you dare respond. Then I respond. I'm like, holy shit. And then she responds. And you know what that response was? And then I'm like, I'm walking away. And then she's what? Don't walk away from me. And then I respond. Just stop. Breathe. Breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. Remind, remember, and recollect with God, your God. Remind, what do you think you're reminding with? Recollect, what do you think you're recollecting with? Remember, what do you think you're remembering with? With an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that protects you, promotes you, loves, and perfects you no matter what, even though you don't understand it in the present. You don't understand it in the present, besides the fact nobody, what, likes feedback in the present. So now we're creating duplicate interferences. But if you stop and you drop and you get to center, to ease, you then can roll in your divine direction. So when your mind, your body, and your soul are on fire, and you start looking for the clues and the patterns of all these different responses to the reaction of fear of uncertainty, which exists every day, to utilize your 24 hours that you're guaranteed by God every day, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. But when you're maximizing your day, full of activity, sleep being an activity, by the way, in all these activities, my sleep is aligned with my divine direction. It's one of the most essential things. I have a sleep coach for over 18 years. I recover better than most people, and I access information to utilize the next day a higher level of awareness through frequency or vibration of that sleep. But if you do that, when your mind, your body, and soul are on fire, and you learn to stop, drop, and roll in that divine direction, I promise you three things. You'll make a lot of money, you'll help a lot of people, and you'll have a lot of fun. And those guaranteed 24 hours will be full of enjoyment in a consistent devotional, persistent devotional, divine direction of your potential, or even better. And I promise you, if you do that, you'll be happy. And if you're happy, I certainly will be happy. God bless you all. I look forward to seeing all of you. Thank you.